So I'm hoping to get us to the end of chapter 6. We really start chapter 7, but you know, I'll take 7 to 3 years. I'm not trying to say anything. So we are on page 1035 in your Pew Bible. And we have made the first from that Bible. So it says, souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the witness of the Lord. They cried out with a loud voice, O sovereign Lord, holy and true, how long before you will judge and avenge our blood of those who dwell in the earth? Then they were each given a white robe, told to rest a little longer, until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves. Okay, why did it take so long then? Just 3 verses. But it took a lot of information in these 3 verses. So, the first is that we need to enter the image of the altar, which is what we did with that first. Now, this is the first thing. Sort of what John is seeing for real in this vision. It's like John is looking into the Holy of Holies, which is the real one. It's heaven. So think of the tabernacle as the earthly model of what heaven is actually like. God, with his cherubim right there on his mercy seat, if you could place it on. And so, here into the Holy of Holies. The earth, the tabernacle, the room is separated from the Holy Holies by that curtain. Right? So normally, the priests do all of their stuff daily out on the other side of the curtain. They're tending to the lampstands, making sure that there's no failure, right? Taking care of them. They've got the tape. Golden altar, which is different from the altar
Yes, just rest.
there's a lot there. I would say, you know, anything that would cause any sort of suffering whatsoever would just have to be something that you know, because then it wouldn't happen. So, if I'm in danger, I'm not going to hope that my grandfather's going to rescue me with his time for him, because I don't think my grandfather is going to worry about my time for his time. But does my relatives know?
Oh, earthquake, there's the shaking of the earth, but there's a lot of things going on up in the sky. And clearly, we have made a transition from 0-5 to 6 into we're going from present into future. Right? So, seals 1-5 are things that are going on. Trumpet in Zion, sound an alarm on my holy mount. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. It is here, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, like blackness. There is spread upon the mountains of great, powerful people. Their life has never been before, nor will be enough for them in the years of all the tremble, the sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw and terminate. The Lord utters his voice before his army, for his hand is extremely great. He who executes his work is powerful, for the day of the Lord is great and very awesome. Who can endure it? So, that passage of Joel 2, I think, is very much. That sounds very similar to what we just read. For the great day of their wrath is coming, who can stand? It's a rhetorical question. Anyone who does not want to fight can't. Who can endure it? Who can stand it? No. That's not the point. So, these are the images. And they're scary. Who would rather be crushed by his older student than the face of the real So they're going to see the mountains, they're going to fall into this. So they're going to face the real This is not something you need to worry about. I just want to say that much clearer. Like you, I've never looked into when the sixth seal is open. Also, just one more quick thing I'm doing. I want you to all be very careful about looking for signs and evidence and saying, oh, that must mean that you're going to want to be convinced. When you talk about the moon being turned full, I know, just a few years back, there was this talk about how the moon is in its new places that have been in one after the other, and some people can say that must mean that. Always live your life in the world. It's not going to be because you see some sign from the internet. The things that John is saying, the things that the other prophets of the Old Testament have said, these are all things that it's the best earthly language we can come up with, but there's really nothing that is in our experience that we can even compare it to. It's like the moon will be like blood, and everything will be darker than you ever imagined, and the whole sky will be rolled back on the screen. It's like, literalist. It's going to be a day of judgment, and it's not going to be a victory for peace. So, that's all we can do for today. Really great stuff to check for second next time. Let's look at your prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for coming today. We ask you to be with us as we live in these trying times. Help us to see what you are doing in this world. Help us to see how your Son us to rest in the peace of mind, the good news of the gospel. with